Let us pray. Gracious and loving Father, you have provided for all of your children eternal salvation. You have opened the door to your eternal kingdom through your Son, our Lord and Savior. It is a narrow door, and yet you have made possible for all those who believe that entry into your kingdom, and help us to reflect on what that means in our lives as we live them out in our time. May your word take root in our lives, and may we see that wonderful grace that is so graciously poured out into each of our lives. Amen. I was glad that Mrs. Erickson used those knock-knock jokes. We need to have a little of that. Maybe that's the thing we need to talk about. The door. That's what I want to talk. The door is open. And as I looked at this text, I almost didn't preach on it because it's a challenging text. Because there's a lot of law as well as gospel in this text. And we have to sort of sort it out. As we work through it and as we wade through it and as we listen to the words of our Lord, he reminds us that the door to eternal life is narrow. But he also reminds us that that door is open. None of us likes closed doors. Now, when my children were young, I like to travel at night because I had a 77 Ford station wagon and we could lay down that seat and they could roam around and at night they could sleep. Of course, nowadays you can't do that. But back then you could, and so we would travel a lot at nighttime. And as we would travel from Minnesota to either Colorado or Oklahoma, we would be driving at night and then we would have to get off the interstate and go through some of those parts of Nebraska where they have those big, small towns. And of course, I forgot one night to check my gas at the last place you could get gas. And so as we reached each one of those little towns moving along, yes, there were no gas stations open. And that becomes a little more unsettling each town you go to. Until finally we got to the point we reached one town and realized we aren't going to make the next town under what gas we have left. And so there we sat on a side street waiting for a gas station to open. Yes, it wasn't the days when now you could just travel and put your credit card in pumps sitting at stations that are closed, but back in those days, it was difficult when you got closed off. Or how many of you have been to places and you rush only to find the doors are locked? And all you needed was something very simple at the moment in time, and yet there you were. You couldn't get in. Or, as our children would sometimes do, and I know probably you did that with your brothers and sisters too sometimes, where you would lock all the doors so that the others couldn't get in, just so you could aggravate them a little bit. We've all been there. We don't like things to be locked up and closed off to us. And that brings us to the gospel this morning. Jesus is asked an important question. Lord, will those who are saved be few? How many times do we ask that question? We look around us and we see a culture in which there is a lot of people who want to deny anything about the Christian faith. Oh, you want to believe in that stuff? There's only this life. That's all there is. We hear it all the time. Those at the time of Jesus also saw what Jesus was presenting to them, and they saw it as a very narrow door. And so they wondered, will those who are saved be few? Do you ever ask that question? Do you ever wonder as you see lots of people who really just go about life as though faith is unimportant? Jesus tells them the door to eternal life is narrow. One doesn't just stumble into it. The door to eternal life is a very important door and a very narrow door, because when you are outside the door, you are separated from God and His love and His grace. And yet we are told also in the text that people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south. And when you hear this, you think of lots of people coming. The open door. The door to eternal life. Luther, when he talks about the Word, he talks about the Word. That Word that we listen to, that Word that we read, that Word that we study together, oftentimes it is that Word that speaks, and we are to hear, to inwardly digest it, and then to live it in our lives, Luther says. It is something that ought to motivate us and move us and guide us in the things that we do together. God puts us in a family of faith like this congregation. And in a family of faith, we talk about what God has done for us, that marvelous grace He has given to us. And you know, the door to eternal life is a very interesting thing to think about. The Lord gave me opportunity the last couple of weeks to meet with families of faith as they watch their loved one cross over from death to life eternal in the presence of God. There's something awesome as that room is filled with peace when you watch that last breath of life come out of that life. And they cross over into God's eternal presence. I sat with Terry as he squeezed my hand, unable to talk. He knew that door for him was opening. He knew that God was welcoming one of His children. He had lived in that baptism of grace. This was his way of acknowledging to his family, to each of us, as he squeezed our hand because he couldn't talk, that everything was okay. His time had come, and he looked forward now to being in the presence of his God. Each time I came into the room, as long as he was conscious, I got this big smile. And immediately he took my hand. He looked forward to that door opening. But he knew and he had the confidence that he knew God's love, God's grace. Yes, it may appear like a narrow door, but at those moments it is a very large door. As God welcomes another one of His children. As you read through the reading in Hebrews this morning, the Holy Spirit works through faith. And by faith, you and I have the assurance of things hopeful, not seen, but we can have faith because we know what God has done for us. We are to talk about that open door time all the time in our lives. It ought to be what motivates us when we get up in the morning. It what motivates us when we deal with the difficulties of life. It is what motivates us as we go to bed in His rest each night. Because this is what God has done for us. We are to be an inviting people, a welcoming people. We are not to be closing doors. The world does plenty of that, closing doors. But unfortunately, we as Christians many times close doors. Doors that God left a crack open for us to be able to share the good news with someone. And as God sent His one and only Son who walked upon this earth, He also was opening doors. And yes, it would bring His disciples to say, Lord, will those who are saved be a few? Because they saw what ministry did, how doors were opened, how lives were changed. That's what it's all about, changing lives. It's about a relationship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is about His cross, His death, and His resurrection. Be assured that Christ has died for you in your life. Be assured that you live as His children. Not for yourselves, but first and foremost because He loved you. When Christ is asked that question, where does He head? Jesus is on His way to Jerusalem. And if you have read the Gospels and all that, you know that once He fixed His eyes on Jerusalem, nothing took His eyes off of that. And His path was set to go there for one purpose: suffer and die, to endure what each one of us should endure, to take our place. He opened that door through His death, His cross, His resurrection. That is His purpose in coming into the world. One of the most formidable things for all of us is that realization of death. No one escapes it. It is our last enemy, as Scripture tells us. And yet for the believer, we know that door is open. Christ made possible for us to go from this life into His eternal presence as He set His eyes on Jerusalem, as He did not turn back, but endured the cross and its shame for you and for me. Yes, it is a narrow door, but it is there for all who believe. It is there because of a cross. It is there because Christ took your place and mine. He created us, and He wants us in His eternal presence. Here, He made perfect sacrifice once for all. Think about doors. Knock, knock jokes if you want. But the reality is that there is a door that is open to every believer. And we are to help open that door to others through what we say, through what we do, through the ministry we do as a congregation in this place, through our school over there. Those are all opportunities for us to open doors. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes our focus is so narrow we miss the point. God opened a door. That door brings life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes, that seems like a narrow door. It's not narrow. It's God's love and grace being poured out in each one of our lives. It is looking forward to that time when we are called from this life into His eternal presence. And yes, knowing that door is not locked, but is open to all who believe. Amen.